Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome into the Rundown. It is the Thursday edition here on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Appreciate you as always for joining us. Big news came down yesterday as soon as the show ended. The ACC making the big announcement on what they were going to do as far as their football season. And of course, I want to bring in to the program former Gamecock Tim Frisbee. Tim's first tweet out yesterday was hilarious because it just basically implied that the entire ACC was a bunch of cupcakes. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up there, Rob? Good to be on.
It's great to have you with us today, and I was laughing at you yesterday. I kind of knew that's where you were going to go on the conference front.
Right.
And the big thing that I want to put out there, first of all, is that I applaud the ACC for coming out first and saying, hey, this is the plan, this is what we're going to do. And in the message that they put out, which you can find that on my blog page, by the way, at foxsportsradio1400.com, you know, it's a nimble situation where people are, they say that they can, you know, take extra steps here or maybe kind of move it around a little bit. But first of all, being someone that played, what do you think of what they came up with as far as their measure for the season?
Well, I thought, first of all, and I think you talked a little bit about it too, I thought it really was a good kind of preemptive strike if you wanted to kind of, like you said, put the ball back in the SEC's court as far as making a decision on the upcoming schedule. But, of course, having played in this game a couple times, obviously everybody wants to see the game happen. I mean, it's a tradition. It's one of the longest uninterrupted football games, rivalries that have gone on in the history of the country. So, of course, everybody wants to see it. I think my main concern with the whole thing was getting all the Power Five conferences kind of in lockstep as far as being able to do the same thing so you avoid some catastrophic mess at the end of the season.
And I get that, but I think that in the interest of uniformity, that it kind of makes the most sense if the Power Five conferences all came together. Because if they're waiting on the NCAA to give them guidance, they're just going to keep waiting. I mean, that's just the NCAA is not going to make any kind of thing where they may end up having someone say, hey, we're going to sue you. That's not what the NCAA is in for. But I do like that the ACC was out there and said, look, we're going to try to do this. But as far as talking about the South Carolina-Clemson game, in my opinion, if that game doesn't happen, we've already gotten statements from basically both athletic departments saying, hey, we want the game to happen. The ACC has put out an avenue for it to happen. If it doesn't happen, it's the SEC's fault. Am I wrong in that?
No, I agree with that, but okay. I'd also have to look into, and I think I brought this up earlier with you, but into how they deem it best for the conference is what I see them, because like we said, if there's only four of the conference schools in the SEC who have out-of-conference rivalries, and they're with the ACC, so you're basically telling 10 other schools out of the conference to go out and find another game that they really don't have to play. And that was my concern, is that what's going to be best for the conference? And I understand, obviously, best for South Carolina Clemson is to play the game because it's something the fans have become used to and something that's just it's a great rivalry.
Well, on the other hand, there's one other matchup that will be on the books theoretically, and Arkansas was scheduled to play Notre Dame this season, and Notre Dame wants to have that matchup, but I can't remember if in the irregular schedule if Notre Dame had to travel to Arkansas or if Arkansas was going to Notre Dame, but under the logic of what the ACC has put out there, if that game is to be put back on the schedule for Notre Dame, then it will have to be in Indiana at Notre Dame, because that was the one thing that was kind of interesting in the ACC's ruling yesterday was, I say ruling, but statement was, if you're going to have a non-conference matchup, it has to be in the same state as the institution from the conference. So Notre Dame being a member of the conference for this year, Arkansas will have to make that trip to Notre Dame. So in theory,
right,
that's, you know, you get where I'm coming from with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was more for kind of avoiding this mess at the end of the season if you don't have conferences in lockstep, because we already know the Pac-12's already said they're going to do a 10-game schedule. Okay, so they have a 10-game schedule and their Pac-12 championship. The Big Ten, the same. They're having a 10-game schedule and their championship. Now you have, obviously, you have the Big 12 left, and we don't know which way they're going to go. But and then you have the ACC and SEC. So imagine if all these other conferences, or say three of the Big Five, are having 10-game seasons with their championship, and you have the SEC and the SEC having 10-game conference seasons plus one game and their conference championships. My concern is, what happens if one of those teams take an L in all this and you have undefeated champions in these other conferences? Then a loss is a loss. So how do they figure this out at the end of the season? Worst case scenario being you have an undefeated champion from all the conferences. And you only got four college football playoff slots. How does this work?
I get you on that. I think there's a lot of things we have to think about towards the end of the season, but I'm the kind of person that I like the extra non-conference matchup there, because I want the continuation of the rivalries, and I'm not talking just about the matchup with South Carolina and Clemson, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Florida, Florida State. I want to see that stuff. Louisville and Kentucky, I went to that game when I was a youngster. Those are two basketball schools, but they really take that seriously. Now, that's on the fan front, but I can definitely see where you're making an argument where Alabama and even, say, a team like LSU, who doesn't have an out-of-conference true rival, has to figure out who they're going to play and who they're going to get to come to their state if they have the same setup as the ACC does. So, I mean, I can understand that aspect of it, but you yourself have said point blank it's the SEC and then everybody else. Why does that one game matter? Because from what you've tweeted out, it's the SEC so much better than everybody else. Then bring somebody in, and then, you know, the SEC can establish their dominance that you think that they have, right?
Right, right. And we go back and forth with each other, obviously, as a fun thing sometimes too. But And we know there's good programs all throughout the nation. You know, I being an SEC guy, my belief top to bottom, SEC is probably the best conference as far as top to bottom with football. But obviously, there's disagreements and arguments out there, and I definitely understand that. But and like you said, it makes it more fun, when you have some challenges to see how it all pans out. But I think my main concern over the whole thing, though, was, like you said, like I said, not having this mess at the end of the season, and kind of keeping everybody in lockstep so that we're headed towards the same goal at the end.
Do you think that, first of all, if you could wave the magic wand and things went your way, would you want the extra conference game or the extra non-conference game or not?
I want it if everybody's going to do it. I don't want conferences having to play less games and other conferences having to play more games, and seeing how that could possibly be fair. So that's my concern. But obviously, yes, I'd love to see it, especially being, you know, the South Carolina-Clemson game. Everybody would love to see it in the state and to have this rivalry keep on going uninterrupted.
But, you know, when you really go back and look at it, no one else has floated out the plus one thing. Maybe the ACC is taking a step of, hey, this is how we can do it. And I firmly believe that if the SEC comes out and says, hey, you know, we're going to do this, I think the other conferences might reevaluate and possibly do the same thing.
Yeah, it's a possibility. And like you said, because what it does, it puts the ball back in their court. So, you know, it will be up to their decision to make. And then we'll have to see how the games go. One of the concerns is if we do have the plus one game based on what's going to be available once these schedules are made, of the possibility of having that South Carolina Clemson game being the first game of the season, and how interesting would that be?
Well, I kind of like that because both teams coming in completely healthy, you don't have the grind of a long season. You know, by the time South Carolina and Clemson play each other, they've both been through conference play, and a lot of times, you know, the season's pretty much over. I kind of like the idea of playing the game first. I think at one point, I believe Kentucky and Louisville played at the beginning of the season. There's been other matchups that have kind of been that way too, but I don't really have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. But with what we've got here, I kind of like I firmly believe in the adage that when you go through something, you should come out better on the other side. One thing that I hope that college football comes out on the other side with this coronavirus is that we have 10 conference games a year. And I think that just on the scale of cleanliness is the best way to put it. You have 10 conference games a year and then go from there. I mean, would you agree that that's probably a better system?
You know, and I think it's a better system just because of the quality of games. I think a lot of people, and you know, you'll have people in other media outlets that are against a lot of these FCS games with the FBS schools as they are now. Yes, they're money makers for those FCS schools, but you know, then again, it's not the responsibility of the FBS schools to support the athletic budgets of the FCS schools. So, on one hand, I think it would make for better quality games because from weekend to weekend, based on this 10-game conference schedule, if we have them and the plus ones possibly, you're going to see some great football this year. So, you know, people would gladly have that over some of these down weeks against FCS schools when you pretty much know the outcome.
Tim Frisbee, former Gamecock and, of course, host of the Fifth Quarter Postgame Show on WVOC. Tim, I have to ask you about Notre Dame joining the conference for the year for the ACC. In my opinion, and I put this out there, it just seems like the ACC, but with Notre Dame, is being treated like the girl you went out with in high school that was kind of cute and you'd hang out with her at your house or whatever, but you wouldn't take her out with your friends. That's kind of how Notre Dame is treating the ACC. Yeah, we need you this year because we need to make sure we're not playing BYU twice in a season along with UMass and Army. We need you for the actual games, but I think Notre Dame, they got that one-year window, and then they're going to bolt back to being an independent the following season without even blinking.
Yeah, with them, it's kind of all about their money. You know, they kind of take their ball and go home with their big contract where they don't have to kind of share with anybody, which it's a shame because I think they'd be better off inside a conference. Obviously, financially, they'd have to share revenues and stuff, but I think they'd be better off there. What is really strange is the possibility, and although I don't think it'll happen, I think Clemson's kind of the clear favorite in the ACC, but it would be weird for Notre Dame's only year being in the conference if they won the conference championship and really are not a member of the conference. Would be really kind of strange. So if that scenario played out, which I don't think will happen, but it obviously it's a possibility.
Shout out to my buddy Scott, who's an LSU fan, that says that if Notre Dame wins.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The ACC, they're going to put the banner up in the bathroom, which to me is some top-shelf stuff there. Anyway, but with that, though, with the 10 conference games, Clemson's schedule gets somewhat harder. They drop Louisville. They drop NC State, but they pick up Miami and Virginia Tech, two teams that are ranked in Phil Steele's top 25. I think Clemson's schedule got a little bit tougher yesterday.
Yeah, it got a little bit tougher. I would have loved to see them play who I believe probably was without talking about Notre Dame, probably the next toughest team based on how they've been recruiting and their expectations would be UNC. And it's a shame not to see Clemson playing them this year. I think that would be probably one of the games I would want to see. Maybe that'll happen in the ACC championship, but would have loved to see that.
You know, speaking of which, for South Carolina, if they adopt the 10-game conference schedule, Ross Dellinger tweeted out yesterday. He's a sports writer, and I've got his tweet here. I'm going to bring it up right this second. Is that he says that South Carolina would pick up the next two teams in their rotation from the West. So for South Carolina, according to Dellinger, they would get Auburn and Arkansas if added to their original eight games. So that's kind of right. Hot and cold with the Gamecocks, because Auburn's expected to be a top 25 team, and Arkansas's going to be not very good, but kind of a hot and cold aspect there for the Gamecocks.
Yeah, which would probably be the best case scenario if you were picking teams. Me being the competitor I am, I'm kind of opposite of what a lot of these people are asking for. And I'm like, give us the two hardest games you have. Me being a competitor, because it's like, bring it on. So, but, obviously people want to, they kind of want to pick up kind of the cupcakes of the other side, so that you got some guaranteed wins in there. But I think the best case scenario out of it would be one hard game, one technically speaking game that's not as significant. So two good additions, but we'll see how that plays out. So that's the theory, that we'll pick up who's next in our rotation, but again, like we say, yet to be seen.
Well, if you look at it from this other perspective, too, according to the same tweet from Dellinger, Florida would pick up Alabama and Texas A&M. So in the same season, Florida will have LSU, Alabama, Texas A&M, and, of course, they've got Georgia on their schedule, too. Florida's schedule, right, theoretically could get a heck of a lot tougher. So, yeah, that's something interesting to look at as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, nationwide, some of the losers got out of this whole thing are going to be, like we said, the teams like Central Florida and the Brigham Youngs and the people like that who are going to be scrambling to make schedules. But I think they're going to be out of the picture from the beginning of everything this year.
We were talking about if the conferences could all come together to an agreement where everybody did the same thing. If that could happen and you could get the same amount of people all together and, hey, all five of the Power Five are going to do exactly the same thing, and it works out smoothly, you think at the end of the season they could look at the NCAA and be like, yeah, we're just going to branch off and do our own thing? I mean, that's not that far-fetched.
Yeah, that is a possibility. And as much as the NCAA has kind of put itself in the bad graces of us of these Power Five conferences, I think behind the scenes they look into that anyway. So we're going to see what kind of transpires in these next couple years, and this could have been kind of an incentive to push it forward. So we'll see how that works out.
Tim Frisby, of course, former Gamecock and host of the Fifth Quarter Postgame Show on WVOC. I appreciate you joining us on the program today. It's interesting to look and see what is going to come up. I'm not sure if the SEC presidents and athletic directors are going to vote today, but I'm assuming within the next week we should have, in theory, full schedules for both the two major programs in state. And hopefully we can start talking about more football stuff than actual COVID-19 stuff. I look forward to that day, sir.
Yeah, absolutely, because regardless, if we can we start talking football, we're talking August here, first week of August. Next week we're talking a couple weeks out till we're ready to really talk about it and be on the radio going on. And like to get set and ready to do that.
All right, sure. Tim, tell people where they can find you on Twitter as you mock the ACC from afar.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm on Twitter at IamTimFrisby89. I'm on Instagram at Frizz89. So, check me out on those platforms, and we'll go from there.
All right, Tim, man. Hey, thanks for joining us on the Rundown today, buddy. I really appreciate it.
All right, Rob. Appreciate it, man.
All right. See, ladies and gentlemen, I can be kind to an SEC apologist. Tim is a great guy and does a lot of cool stuff on Twitter. Go and check him out. I am Tim Frisby 89. But he's the guy that if we were having a parade, he would be holding the SEC banner by himself. I mean, that's just the way Tim is. But he did make some good points. You know, you are putting your conference in danger of, let's say that Florida, in addition to with what Dellinger put out there, let's say Florida's got to play Alabama, Texas A&M, which is a top five team in Phil Steele's poll. Then you've got the other end of it where they've already got LSU and Georgia on their schedule as well. So they've got three top 10 teams right there in front of them. So three of their 10 games are really tough games. And then the 11th game would be against Florida State. Now, I'm not saying Florida State is going to be a great team, but they're going to put some they're still going to put a decent team out there. It's not like they're playing Murray State, for goodness sake. So, yeah, that's an interesting setup there. We'll see how that works out. And with what Tim said, that makes sense. But in my mind, the idea of having those conference games, if we just look at it from right now, we're going to feel really, really crummy at the end of the season if we don't have a lot of the traditional matchups. And I think that if they can make those things happen, I think they're going to try. Now, I do think that the SEC could be petty and be like, okay, the ACC put all of this together with that one game. They announced before the SEC did, and now they can literally, just like we talked about, if we don't have the South Carolina and Clemson matchup, it's simply because of the SEC, period. Both schools want to do it. The ACC has set up the avenue for it. If we don't have it, you need to direct your hate tweets to at SEC Sports or whatever the conference's Twitter is, because they're the ones that have the fate of the Palmetto Bowl in their hands. So there you go with that. If that game means that much to you that we should have it every year, and we're going to have all these other games like South Carolina, Vanderbilt, let's break down the world for that. Let's break down the world for South Carolina and Arkansas if they're added to the mix. Yeah, let's have all of those games, but let's not have that matchup with South Carolina and Clemson because one conference decides, hey, we don't want to do that. Not because we care about South Carolina or Clemson, but because we want to protect Alabama. We want to protect LSU. We want to ensure that we have a spot in the college football playoff. I really believe that's what the SEC is thinking. They're trying to keep themselves up on that front. And, you know, you can't really argue against that. But if we don't have those traditional rivalries, it's all in the SEC's pocket. Simple as that. So think about that come Thanksgiving, the week after Thanksgiving, whenever it is we have that game normally. And you have that little inkling in your heart where at Thanksgiving dinner you're talking back and forth with your uncle or whoever, and everybody's wearing their South Carolina or their Clemson gear, and we don't have that game, It's because of a lot of guys in Birmingham that are realistically just trying to protect their bid to go into the college football playoff. But they would tell you, doesn't matter if we play somebody else anyway, we would beat them senseless. But they don't want to schedule the game. Imagine that. I wonder why that is. If you're the absolute best ever, you should want to schedule that game, right? Please help me understand. 803-978-1832. If the SEC is the end-all, be-all, like the monuments and everything are built towards them, they started football in the SEC, it's the absolute best ever, then they should be able to schedule a non-conference game and it shouldn't matter, right? It's on you in Birmingham, folks. Figure it out. If you're on your Zoom meeting or however it is you're doing it, it shows more gumption. If you're like, we're the SEC, we'll schedule whoever. That's kind of the way that it should be. Now, I know that, and Tim made the argument about the teams from the Big 12 and or the Big 10 and the Pac-12, like, we're not doing it. That's on them. If you want to be like the teams from up north that don't really do well south of the Mason-Dixon line come January when it's actually time to play real football, if you want to be somebody like that, then do that. We'll just call you Big Ten Light. That's the easiest thing to do. If you ruin these non-conference matchups simply because you're protecting Alabama, LSU, whoever your champion is, that is an act of cowardice in my mind. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832 is the number to call. If you want to join us on the rundown this afternoon, would love to have you check out, of course, my blog page at FoxSportsRadio1400.com. You can also download the iHeartRadio app, listen to this show there, and the podcast will be up this afternoon at about 5 o'clock. I didn't post the podcast for yesterday because I ranted and raved yesterday about how someone needed to stand up and say, you know what, I am not a eunuch as far as a conference goes. I'm going to put something out there, and this is what we're going to do. And as soon as I finish that show complaining about it, the ACC puts their mix out there and says, yep, this is what we're going to do. So, yeah, what a mess. I ended up looking silly after the show yesterday, but hey, at least someone came out and put something together. So would love to take your calls this afternoon at 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. It's all in those smoke-filled rooms in Birmingham on whether or not we'll have Georgia, Georgia Tech, Florida, Florida State, Louisville, Kentucky, Clemson, South Carolina. It all goes on them. It's not the schools. Don't get mad at Coach Tanner. Don't get mad at Dan Radakovich. They want the game to happen too. As far as here in South Carolina, comes back down to the folks at the SEC. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832 is the number to call. Direct message on Twitter, Rob, it doesn't matter who the SEC plays, they will win those non-conference games fairly easily. Thank you for that, sir. Then why not schedule them? Just saying. The big bad SEC, figure it out. Now, it is interesting to think who they would end up with the schedule. Oh, as far as for the teams that don't have an out-of-conference rival. I think LSU, from what I gather, would still play Texas. Maybe. They were supposed to be on the schedule anyway. That game's supposed to be at LSU. We'll see if that works out. The interesting one is going to be the teams like Auburn. Who will they play? Also, you got to think about who would Alabama play?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jimmy says, what about the North Carolina schools plus one game? Yeah, could they play East Carolina, App State? Yeah, they could. I mean, that would be the interesting matchup. I don't understand why East Carolina is not on the mix to play in as far as every year for a sling of the North Carolina schools. I've never really understood that. So, yeah, but I mean, there's teams they could play. They don't have to schedule a team from in-state. We should have the SAT Bowl every year, by the way. Duke and Vanderbilt, why not? There's my one fix. Have Duke play Vanderbilt. That works. I mean, we can go down the line if you want. I honestly don't know who Alabama would play. We'd have to figure that out. But we're in the realm of trying to figure different things out. That's what we do as a country. We find problems and figure them out. But I honestly believe, and it's pretty much out. But I honestly believe, and it's pretty much out there in fact now, if we don't have these rivalry games, it's the SEC's fault. So blame them. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Charlotte FC is taking over the Queen City. Get ready to cheer on Charlotte football. You get a club, the Charlotte Football Club, with a prize pack valued at $250. Each pack includes a team scarf, flag, face mask, commemorative coin, t-shirt, and decal. Very simple. Go to our blog page at foxsportsradio1400.com. Click on contest, sign up, and you can win. Lewis says Clemson will go down if they play South Carolina this year. Hey, well, I mean, okay. Makes sense. Let's head out to the phones. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Rundown.
Hey, this is David. How you doing?
What's up, David? How you doing?
Hey, doing well. Just wanted to talk a little bit about football scheduling, ACC, and other conferences scheduling.
How about it, man?
Am I good? I'm good to go right now?
Yeah, go, buddy.
All right. Perfect, man. I was just going to say, I've heard for a long time, for many, many years, people, I don't know if you're one of these people, but people saying that we don't need FCS schools, teams don't need to play FCS schools, teams don't need to play these smaller schools at all, they just need to play Power 5. I think this year is really going to be the test to see if that's true or not, because I'm kind of looking at it not with the glass half full approach. I'm actually looking at it kind of a glass a little bit empty. And that being said, being a Clemson fan myself, I know we always kind of sputter out of the gate. We're not playing our best football in September usually. We didn't even get a spring game this year, and I know we have a lot of young guys that are going to need to get in there and get reps. And I, looking at the schedule, I don't know where that's going to be. I'm sure it will be some places, but I think there's going to be a lot of schools that aren't even as fortunate as Clemson that I think it's going to hurt more than help. And I think this year is actually going to be a testament that we do need those smaller schools for what they do, what we do for them in terms of money, and what they do for us.
I can definitely see the idea of a tune-up game. In my mind, I like the idea of 10 conference games, then one game against a Power 5 team that could be your rival, and then that one tune-up game if you're going to have your 12th game. I do think that the in-state schools should rotate, meaning that, you know, South Carolina and Clemson would have on a rotation Coastal, Wofford, Furman, the Citadel, etc. South Carolina State, have those guys across the board. It would make the most sense there. And I think that does fund a lot of those teams. But the reality is that a lot of teams, if you do have just conference games, it's going to come down to everybody's got that whole theory, man. Maybe you're not going to start out and play well. You never know. So, I mean, I think everybody will have it's like if you're playing a game in the rain, everybody's playing in the rain. It's the whole theory with that. So, I mean, what you're saying does make a valid point. You could argue some teams don't start off well, but in the end, I think it will match up and kind of be in a wash, in my opinion. So, good stuff there. Thanks to David for joining us on the program. We'll take your calls this afternoon when we come back. The SEC protecting its heavyweights, not caring about traditional rivals. That's what's basically going on out there, in my opinion. So we'll see how that works out. Now, We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more for you on The Rundown. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio 1400.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.